Everyone, welcome to Handing the Shame Back, a channel dedicated to survivors of child sexual abuse. I'm so excited we're back today with Kathy O'Brien, part two, and she's got an amazing story to share and so much wisdom. So again, there is a trigger warning and there needs to be. So what you're about to hear and what we discuss needs to be carefully considered. You'll be safe. Just make sure that if you do get triggered, you go to the show notes below. Always going to be here for you, beautiful ones. Okay, so Kathy, welcome back in part two. I'm excited. Can you tell us a little bit maybe about, you know, you were uplifted, you were able to be removed at age 30, and since then your whole life has really been the purpose of helping others through healing, and so that they can see possibility, I guess, I'm paraphrasing, in what they themselves own. We all have within us that potential. But what about you, when you think about, you know, some of the days or times when life didn't feel quite so good, you were able to share with us what that was like and how you managed to overcome?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many times when I'd be overwhelmed by the pervasiveness of child sex trafficking, human trafficking. What's going on right now across the U.S. borders is so atrocious, and that's it's so hard to deal with that sometimes. And what I do is I'll pick up a pen and paper and write a poem or something, vent it out, and the very act of moving a pen activates the logic, critical analysis part of the brain. So it takes really emotionally difficult things, shifts it over to logic in the brain, and then it's written out on paper where it's consciously seen. And then I add a solution, and I spell it S-O-U-L, a solution. Add a solution to it, because when you have to think in terms of a solution, and that's a brain exercise in itself, you know, to be able to lift, to be able to even think of a solution, it forces the brain to fire in new ways. It opens more neuron pathways in the brain, and it will lift you out of the pit of negativity in order to gain a clear view forward. So I'll always add that solution. And it's a really important aspect of healing and coping to me, is not only writing it out, but being able to think beyond it. It's a brain exercise that I would encourage everyone to do, because I will use the same attitude and brain exercise if I feel myself sliding down into a dark pit of negativity. Sometimes we just get feeling overwhelmed by things, or feeling like, you know, it just feeling bad about yourself or whatever, double questioning yourself over and over, you know, like, oh, why did I, you know, that kind of stuff. No, don't even let that slippery slope start, because if you start that going into that dark pit of negativity that has been conditioned from past abuse, then it becomes a very slippery slope. You don't want to go there. So I'll stop that. I'll change my thought, change my mood by conscious effort right from the start. It's like, no, I am not going to start doing that to myself. I can question myself on that tomorrow. I'm not going to do it right now. And usually putting it off, that'll get rid of it. But that's an important thing, to take control of the thoughts that we have, because it puts rules on our emotions, so that our emotions don't rule us. And it's not that we don't feel and have all those abilities and all that capacity. It's just that we don't want to slip back into what we were conditioned to by abusers. We want to stay free and be able to move forward with full acknowledgement of the negativity, but still be able to move forward and live life the way that it was intended to be lived.
So we, as you're talking, I'm imagining, of course, that there will have been occasions in your own life post-30 where without even thinking about it, you were triggered. And I guess for survivors watching, what we know is it will come through the senses. It could be we see someone in the distance who moves like a father, or a sound that reminds us of an experience we had when we were being abused. And I guess my question to you is, when were you first able to recognize what your triggers were, and then how were you able to navigate your way through them?
Well, in my healing process, Mark had taught me to write out my memory. So I began writing it out. And again, it opens the neuron pathways in the brain. Well, if you open the neuron pathways around repressed trauma, then it frees that into a more normal mode instead of being able to be triggered. So in essence, it freed me up from being triggerable. And I had people in intelligence come up and try to trigger me back in using old codes, keys, and triggers. And I would just laugh at them. And it shifted their paradigm because they didn't know anyone could overcome the triggers. We can overcome the triggers. It's within us all to do it. When we heal from within, we can overcome that. But there still are times, you know, when something like I won't watch horror movies. I won't watch satanic stuff. I don't want to go back to that space, you know, so I'll avoid and just carefully choose things. But, you know, sometimes life comes at us and gives us something really harsh to deal with, too. Like when I lost my hero and my soulmate, my best friend, my everything, Mark Phillips, in 2017. And when he passed away, it was very difficult for me. And I had to make a conscious choice then to move forward in my life and continue our shared life's purpose. It was so that it's like my heart didn't break in two, it swelled to double size. It's, you know, it was a choice to live that love and carry it with me, honor him by staying strong. He taught me so much. He gave me so much. We had so much wonderful memories together that I have, my mind is filled with beautiful memories of him now, instead of overwhelmed with just traumatic memory. So I have all that within, and I'm going to carry that forward. And I wrote so many poems when he passed away, again, using the brain trick key that he gave me to activate that logic part of the brain and write it out. And it was there I was able to make those conscious choices, to be able to honor him, to be able to move forward safely and navigate this world, because there's still people who don't want me speaking out, but they can't affect me and they can't stop me and they can't intimidate me, and I don't live in fear. But that had to become a conscious choice. And again, I reverted back to the poetry, venting it out and adding solutions, and getting out in nature a lot, enjoying my pets. I love the unconditional love of animals. We always have that available to us. These are important things, to actually go outside and feel the earth beneath our feet. Take off our shoes, feel it, hear the sounds, breathe the air, feel the sun on your skin. Actually be present to be able to feel that. That's very healing in itself.
And I love what you're saying. And I guess for our survivor family, you know, we you know, one of the things that someone with your wisdom and experience can give us, and you'll be channeling Mark, I can tell, as I ask this question. What were some key things he kind of taught you that you could translate to our survivors watching? What are some things you would advocate survivors could do to help their healing? Apart from
I think one of the most important things he taught me was voice no negatives without a solution. And it stopped me from just complaining. And it stopped me from, you know, affecting everyone around me with negativity of my past, to be able to think in those terms. If you force your brain to fire that way, then the reality of the negativity is not gone. It's not like ignoring it, but it's being able to move forward with it. He also taught me, when I was healing, I was so overwhelmed with what I had experienced and what I had been forced to do under mind control, that I didn't know how I could live with myself, you know. And Mark told me, he said, "You're not responsible for what you were programmed to do under mind control. But now that you're aware, you're responsible for all your actions going forward." And that's a really important pearl of wisdom for all of us, to be able to move forward positively in our lives, and to be able to live our life's purpose free of the past intruding on our present. And he also told me that my abusers are the ones who are responsible for those actions, and they need to be held accountable. We all need to see some justice in this world. We need to see these perpetrators, these abusers, these pedophiles be brought to justice. It'll happen one way or another one day. And to me, because national security was invoked on my testimony, and I know I'll never see justice, conventional justice in a court system, it doesn't matter to me. A judge banging his gavel and telling me I'm right isn't gonna fix things. What fixes things is the ultimate justice of positive change through public awareness. So that public awareness is happening, and all these survivors who are coming forward and bringing their piece of the puzzle to the table is making a very comprehensive picture of why this pedophile agenda must be stopped. That's the positive change through public awareness that's coming forward.
The issue though, I'm going to stop you there, because I think the issue there though is there doesn't seem to be appetite, Kathy. For most good people, it's a very uncomfortable topic. They would prefer to turn away than face into a discussion around child sexual abuse. It makes them uncomfortable because of cognitive dissonance, which is where the brain or the mind can't comprehend it's happening. It's so unpalatable, so therefore it refuses to accept it. And I think what happens is, it's not just this amazing survivors like you against people who have done these crimes, willingly committed these crimes. There's also a middle group who are the great unwashed, who stand there, observe, and choose to do nothing. And I think the concern I have is, if we've got this apathy because of the unpleasantness it brings to mind for people, how do we then get to shift that so that the greater, the majority of people do want to take action?
Yes, that's such an important point. And fortunately for me, because I had healed from within, I didn't need anyone to validate my experience, you know, from outside myself, because I began speaking out. And by 1990, Mark and I were speaking out publicly in an effort to help my daughter, who was caught in the corrupted so-called child protective services here. and needed to raise awareness for her. Back in 1990, people didn't know anything about mind control. They didn't know anything about the pedophile agenda. You know, if they're shocked today, back then, they really had no point of reference for the information. Now, at least they have a point of reference for that information because of things like Epstein Island coming out and so many survivors who have found their voice. But I encourage every survivor to heal from within before speaking out so that when they are met with an adverse reaction from other people, that it does not harm them, that they can do what I did at times like that and just consider it seeds of truth planted. How sweet is that? That people are so good-hearted that they can't even wrap their brain around that. We're all on our own learning path. Some people are further down it than others. Some people are ready to embrace that truth. Some have their own issues they haven't dealt with and they feel triggered and they've shut off for that reason. There's so many reasons that people may not accept what we have to say. It doesn't make it any less true. We just need to be strong in who we are before speaking out. And then if we choose to speak out, to consider it seeds of truth planted. Truth never goes away. They're going to see it eventually, and they're going to remember what you said. I have people come back to me all the time now that said, I heard what you said 30 years ago, and I didn't believe a word you said. I certainly believe it now, and I wish I had believed you back then. And I was like, well, yeah, I wish you had too, but you know, at least you know now. And now is our time for everyone everywhere to stand up and embrace that truth so that we can effectively protect our children going forward.
Well, that would be the big wish, wouldn't it? That does happen. So, Kathy, what are you doing now? What's your work involved at the moment?
It's just bringing information to light, the need for information on healing from mind control, ritual abuse, human trafficking is extensive. And the pertinent information on healing that Mark taught me was suppressed under national security. It was withheld from mental health. It was withheld from the medical community. It was withheld from society as a whole. So this is pertinent information just to remember the importance of picking up a pen and writing out what that can do for our brain to activate the logic part of it, to get out in nature, the importance of being free to live the love we are, and that we have such a huge moral compass when we have our free thought, free will, soul expression. We need to access that for ourselves and stop looking outside ourselves to others. So I bring that information in so many different directions in the education community, the mental health community, the medical community, into communities. There are people meeting everywhere. They're putting down the devices. They're walking away from their computers and they're getting out in society and talking to each other eye to eye, heart to heart, and soul to soul, seeing where they can effectively become active and start making a positive difference too. They're even finding just being active in volunteering at an animal rescue center, for example. They're connected with that unconditional love there, and they're being active and being part of things. Sometimes the best way for us to help ourselves is to help someone else or to be active in volunteering our time to make a difference for someone else or for an animal. You know, it's important that we learn to reach outside ourselves in order to be able to give of ourselves again and not be afraid to do that.
Yes.
So I remind people of that.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. That's so lovely. And wow. Kathy, what, you know, you've written several books. What are their titles? What are they about? And where can people find them? I will put it all in the show notes as well, but
yeah, all my books can be found on trance-formation.com. That's my website. It's where the information is secured. The integrity of the information is preserved. That's trance-formation.com. And all three of my books, Transformation of America, Access Denied for Reasons of National Security, and PTSD Time to Heal, are secured there. They're available on Audible. I read every one of my books myself, again, to preserve the integrity of information, and made that available in Audible form, because very often times people listen to audiobooks now while they're driving or commuting or whatever. And so that's available that way there. Also, there's a movie that was made of my life and released in 2022. It was Trance, the Kathy O'Brien story on mind control, human slavery, and healing the nation. And it's gone global. It's about healing the world with the truth that makes us free. And it can be seen at trance.movie or be accessed through my website too, trance-formation.com.
Wow, there's so much to you. You're just like a little energizer bunny who just but it's so beautiful. And look, as we're coming into a close out, we've got a few minutes. Is there anything you would like to talk about that perhaps we haven't looked at today?
I think one important thing that that Mark taught me was, I mean, he was so handsome. I was safe for the first time in my life. I loved him so much right from the start. And I had this deep recognition thing too, like, that's my soulmate, you know. And it was, he wouldn't have anything to do with me though. He told me I needed to heal first. He said, you know, you need to know who you are in order to have something to give in a relationship. And I think this is a very important thing that we all need to remember. We have to take time for ourselves, know who we are, heal from within, be absolute in that before we go into a relationship, because otherwise we might seek out an abuser. We might seek out abuse in a relationship. We might subconsciously be bringing all that forward. We might get triggered in that relationship and have a crossover and accuse our who would be an absolute love of being an abuser. So we need to heal first. We need to take that time for ourselves before we go into a relationship. And I think that was one of the most beautiful things that Mark taught me. It was certainly a motivation for me to heal really fast, you know, so that I could have
so you could have the love of your life.
Yes. Yes. And I'm so fortunate to have had that. And I'm so fortunate. I'm so fulfilled for having had that beautiful relationship with him. I was 100% in who I am. He was 100% in who he was. And having that in a relationship is a beautiful thing, because there's no push-pull. There's no one trying to dominate. There's no one trying to win the argument, because when you're 100% in who you are, then when there is a disagreement, somebody gets to learn something. It was usually me, but there was a beautiful thing to get to do. But Mark would learn too, you know, and he would laugh, and we loved our differences. And when we're healed and know who we are, no matter what kind of a relationship we have, even just friendships, even just within our community, all of a sudden we have something to give and we have a strength within us. So I encourage everyone, heal first. It's within us all to heal, just like I did. It's our birthright. It's been within us all along. The healing information is secured on trance-formation.com. I posted it in ebook form. Everybody can download it and have it for themselves. Most people zero out the cost so that there's not a money trail to them, so that they can begin applying these easy to self-apply healing tips and reclaim their free thought and their ability to live the love they are. It's our birthright.
Beautiful. Thank you, Kathy. Please stay right there. Audience, wow, there's just so much. And you know, out of the mouth of a woman who just had to experience so much and look at what she's able to bring to the world now, very blessed we are. You know, one of the things she talked about, many things, but one of the things that I really I love is her solution. You know, it forces the brain to open in new ways, and you know that important healing and gives you ability to cope where maybe there hadn't been. So I think that's a wonderful tip to take away. And you know, lovely ones, within you lies the answer, as always. And just as we're finishing, I know you know what I'm going to say to you. I see you, I stand beside you, and I believe you.